Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, Jeanette. This is John. How are you? I
I'm
have
good.
a new claimant on the line. Her name is Nadine Bojang.
Okay, go ahead and send her over.
All right. Nadine, for your De Barbera claim, I have Jeanette on the line for you.
Okay.
Hi, Nadine. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear. And then let me just confirm your callback number in case we get disconnected. Is it 770-899-5948?
Yes.
Okay, great. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Okay, and we are in a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Don't.
Pardon?
I don't.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and then was it you yourself that used Depo Provera or was it a loved one?
It was me.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma? Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay, and what was the date of diagnosis?
It was in July of 2012.
2012, okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/27/74.
1974, thank you. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay, thank you. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use the injectable Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or the generic version?
No, it's a Depo from Vera, the Pfizer.
Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and in within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Okay, and thank you. And when did you first start using Depo-Provera?
In 2008.
Okay, 2008. And when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
In 2012.
Okay, 2012. Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A woman.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled NADINE. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I have your last name spelled BOJANG. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name or no?
No.
Okay, and for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
Do I need to give my social?
At least the last four.
Okay, 0343.
Thank you. And then I have an email address here for you, last name, first name at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 10683 Woodcock Street, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238.
Thank you. And that number is 10683 Woodcock Street, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238.
Yes.
Okay. And was the is there an apartment number or?
No, it's a house.
Okay. Thank you. And then let's see it. Okay. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
No, the doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera?
About 14 to 15 times.
Okay. /15. Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor or the staff member that administered the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Fraser.
Dr. Fraser. Where did Dr. Fraser practice out of?
Centerwell in Wesley Chapel.
Pardon?
Centerwell with Wesley Chapel.
And what state is that in?
That's in Decatur, Georgia.
Okay. Chapel, Decatur, Georgia. Okay. Yep, but was it Dr. Danessa Aretha Fraser?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yeah, I had a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Comey.
How do you spell that?
C-O-M-E-Y.
Comey. And where did Dr. Comey practice out of?
Northside.
Okay. Was it Northside Hospital, Northside Medical Center?
Yes. Sorry, Northside Hospital.
Okay. And where was North, what city was Northside Hospital in?
It's Johnson Ferry on Atlanta.
Okay. Yep, I see it in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And okay, Johnson Ferry Road. Okay, and did you have a prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what was Dr. Comey's specialty?
He's a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had a craniotomy, and then I had to do some radiation after.
Okay. I'm so sorry you went through all of that because of Depo-Provera.
Oh, yeah. Don't take nothing now. Nobody can give me nothing.
Yeah. Was Dr. Comey the one who did the treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And that was done at Northside Hospital in Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then was Dr. Was Dr. Fraser the one who prescribed the Depo-Provera, or did you have a different doctor who prescribed it?
Mm-mm. Dr. Fraser did the prescription.
Okay. Okay, let me just copy that down. So she was the prescribing doctor as well as the administering doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what pharmacy was the Depo-Provera prescribed to? Was it the medical center hospital or pharmacy or like a CVS?
No, it was Walgreens.
Okay. Walgreens in what city?
In Jonesboro.
Let me see. Jonesboro. Okay. Okay. Was it the one on Tara Boulevard? Tara Ballard?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Okay. And what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
It was around 13th. It was July the 13th.
Okay. July the 13th of what year?
2012.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah, I can get them, yes.
Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is their name?
Boo.
B-O-O?
It's K-E-O.
K-E-O. Uh-huh. Okay, and then what is
it? T-A-E.
T-A-N. K-E-O-T-A-N?
T-A-E.
Oh, T-A-E. Okay. Okay, and then what
What's
is the contact number?
It's 470-990-4109.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then let me just go over the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly and all the accurate dates before I send over some documents. So Nadine, I have your first name spelled N-A-D-I-N-E, is that correct?
That's correct.
I have your last name spelled B-O-J-A-N-G, is that correct?
Yes.
I have the last four of your social down as 0343.
That's correct.
Okay. I have your email as your last name, first name at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your cell phone down as 770-899-5948.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have you that you first started using Depo Provera in 2008 and you stopped using it in 2012.
Yes.
Okay, I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain in July of 2012.
Yes.
And then I have your date of birth down as 11/27/1974.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you for verifying that. And then the address I have on file for you is 10683. Woodcock Street, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign, and I'll stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled, okay?
Okay.
Let me know when you see that text come through.
Okay. Say welcome to DocuSign.
Do you see a text that says Jeanette Butler sent you a DocuSign?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead and press that. And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
All right.
And then...
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records?
It's open. Okay. DocuSign.
Perfect.
Yeah, it said, would you like to share your current location?
You don't have to allow that. That's just for the app, for Apple or Android.
Does that say this email is for me?
Yep, And then do you see a little box that says I agree to use electronic records?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, I see that.
Okay, go ahead and press next or continue.
Okay.
And then do you see a start button?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and press that start button, and it'll take you to your first signature field.
Okay.
And then do you see a little highlighted box?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
The writing above that is everything we was already talking about?
Yep. Uh-huh. So then do you see your name and your – is all that information spelled correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yep. And then do you see a box that says sign here?
Yeah, I see that.
Yep. Go ahead and tap that box. It'll bring up a field for you to either draw your signature with your finger or you can press select style.
Okay.
And then press adopt and sign.
Wait a minute. I'm just waiting because this it didn't show any information. So, like, it had a signature, but there was no writing on the page. All right, this one. No, I see it. I see.
Okay.
It's coming in. I think it's my phone.
Oh, yeah, the service. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see a little swirly mark.
Yeah, still thinking. Still waking up.
Yeah. This one is asking for initials. And this other one is said power of attorney. Is that what was that? It. What is that one?
So that's just limited power of attorney. That just states that the law firm will be representing you in requesting the collection of medical records and medical bills.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is That's the high tech. That's the high-tech one, right?
Yeah, so that's the HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. That allows for the attorneys to request the electronic copies of medical records.
Okay. And then just hit finish.
Yep, go ahead and hit finish. And if you missed anywhere, it'll take you back.
Okay, well, it says I'm done.
Perfect. And you'll receive an additional email with the completed DocuSign with your signatures on there so that you can save or just keep in your email for your records. You'll be receiving a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling to start their case verification, confirming that you do want to participate and that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. So if you miss their call, that's okay. Just because they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as you can, okay?
No problem.
Perfect. They'll be calling from a 909 number. But besides that, you're all set for today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.